The practice begins. Take in a really deep breath, and as you breathe out, make that sound. Three times in all, please, in your own time. Just have a little wriggle around and run the awareness around the meeting points between your body and the floor, just briefly, right heel, left heel, back of the right leg, back of the left leg, right hip, left hip, right hand side of the rib cage and shoulder, left hand side of the rib cage and shoulder, back of the neck, the head. Now become aware of the whole body being supported perfectly, completely, comfortably by the floor. Try to feel all of the meeting points at the same time. As you relax, feel the spine lengthening. And as the spine lengthens, you may need to bring the chin into your chest a tiny bit to lengthen the back of the neck. Just have a little play with those things now to make the body as comfortable as possible. Now move your awareness to your right hand. Very slowly start to bring the fingers of the right hand in towards the right palm. Do it slowly. And as you move the fingers, become aware of the feeling of the air past the fingers. And then, as the curling continues, become aware of the heat that you can feel now between the fingers and the palm, even before the fingers touch. Then slowly continue the curling, and one of your fingers may touch another finger, or the fingertips touch the palm. Then bring the thumb onto the index finger, and then slowly, at first, start to tighten up the fist as though you were making a fist, and feel the effort that that requires. Tighten the fist even further. Feel the muscles in the forearms get involved strongly, and then maybe even some of the upper arm muscles, and then try to clench your fist as hard as you possibly can. Feel all the sensations that that effort requires. Then slowly relax that effort and open out the fingers fully. Spread the fingers apart, straighten them completely. Spread the fingers as far apart from the thumb and each other as possible, and feel that new effort. Feel the different muscles involved in that. And then let the hand go and relax completely. And become aware that relaxing is always a letting go. It's not a doing. It's a not doing. Feel the sensations in the right hand and the sensation of not making any effort at all. If you find your mind wandering, remind yourself to breathe and relax. Breathe and relax. Now move your awareness to your breathing. Bring your awareness to the nostrils. Become aware of the sensation, the many sensations of a breath in and a breath out. Ask yourself, is there any difference at the nostrils in the sensation of a breath in and a breath out? And if there is, ask yourself, what's the difference? And consider the difference in terms of hot, cold, wet, dry. Take a moment to reflect on and to fully experience three breaths in and out. Now move your awareness to your left hand and feel the immense weight of the left hand and arm resting on the floor. Become aware that you could move the left hand and arm, but become aware that you've chosen not to, and it is simply resting on the floor. Become fully aware of all the sensations in the left hand. Now, very slowly, move the fingers the smallest amount towards the palm and become aware that even as you're moving the hand so slowly, now you can feel the air going past the fingers. And slowly increase the curling of all the fingers of the left hand. Keep bringing the fingertips of the left hand into the left palm. One finger might touch another finger. Keep curling. Become aware of the heat now that becomes more obvious as the fingers get close to the palm. Slowly bring the fingertips into the palm until they just touch the skin and pause and feel that. Now bring the thumb to the index finger and slowly increase the grip. Really experience and feel what that feels like, not as a concept, but as a feeling. Feel how you can tighten each finger individually or all together. Feel how the thumb is separate. Bring the thumb into the action as well. And now slowly increase the gripping force. Harder, harder. And as you make it more tense, feel how the forearm muscles become clear in your experience. And maybe some of the upper arm muscles as well. Now squeeze as hard as you can. Feel that effort. And now let the effort go completely. And feel how the hand returns to a kind of half open feeling. Don't do anything. Simply experience the difference between squeezing hard and letting go, and experience the difference between those things. Now, slowly straighten the fingers. This becomes a choice. Slowly straighten the fingers further, and the thumb, and spread the fingers slowly apart, and feel how more and more muscles get involved in that. Further apart, now as far apart as you can possibly make the fingers go, and feel all that new effort. Take in a breath and relax effort completely. Make no effort of any kind and feel the difference. Once again, reflect that relaxing is simply letting something go. Feel the sensation of a completely relaxed left hand. Now move your awareness back to your breathing. And notice how, without any effort at all, your breathing has become slower. It might be deeper, it might be more shallow, but it's slower. It's effortless. Feel all the movements in the body that we call breathing. Now, for the next three breaths, feel the breath come into the body, and as soon as the breath stops coming into the body, gently pause for a count of 1, 2, then relax that effort and let the breath flow out of the body. Don't try too hard. This is just an experience. For the next three breaths, please, pause with the breath in for a count of 1, 2. Now move your awareness out of the body and become aware of the many sounds around us. Let your awareness touch each sound, and as soon as you're aware of the sound, move the awareness to the next sound. Simply experience each sound. Now I'm going to name some parts of the body, and you choose to either have a quick vision of that part in the mind's eye, or feel that part with your awareness. Right hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, right little finger, the right hand palm, the right wrist, the forearm from the part that's closest to the ceiling through the bones to where it's resting on the floor, the right upper arm, the right shoulder, the right hand side of the chest, the right hand side of the abdomen, the right hip, the right thigh, the right knee, the right lower leg, the right heel, the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, right little toe. Now move your awareness over to the left. The left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, left little finger. The left palm, the left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, the left shoulder, the left hand side of the chest, the left hand side of the abdomen, the left hip, the left thigh, the left knee, the left lower leg, the left heel, big toe, left second toe, third toe, fourth toe, left little toe. Now move your awareness to your head and neck. Visualize yourself as you see yourself lying on the floor. See how relaxed your face looks now. Let any tension remaining go from the forehead, the left cheek, the right cheek. Let any tension that's in the jaw go out with the next breath out, and let your neck relax completely. Breathe and relax. breathe and relax. Now move your awareness around the meeting points one more time and feel how more of your body is in contact with the floor now. And as you relax more and more of your body is in contact with the floor. Take a moment to experience this. Now for the next couple of minutes, do nothing at all. Simply experience the sensation of lying relaxed on the floor. And now it's time to bring ourselves back to ordinary awareness. So breathe in and lift your arms up towards the ceiling. Breathe high up into the top of the chest. Take the arms out behind you while you press your toes away from you to lengthen the body. In your own time, please, two more times. There's no hurry. And when you're ready, roll over onto your side and sit up. The practice is over.